Yes, it does seem that once again the world is obsessed with space travel. The comet landing, the troubled Virgin Galactic project, even the movies Interstellar, Gravity reflect a kind of fascination. But the ambition of the Mars One project is audacious. How much of it is science and how much is pop cultural obsession and marketing gold dust? A little later we'll speak to journalist Elmo Keep, who's been taking a closer look. But first, it's hello to List producer Wendy Zukerman. And Wendy, the week belonged to Sir Bob Geldof, or did it?
Well, Bob Geldof created a number one hit single, Do They Know It's Christmas? He was raising money for Ebola and did a very good job at it, raising over £1 million in 5 minutes.
That's pounds.
That's a lot of cash. And it also created a big firestorm with people calling the hit single another example of patronising colonialism, treating Africa as if it is a charity case that needs help, and also portraying the Ebola virus as a disease which has enraptured all of Africa when really it's just a very small portion of the massive continent.
Yeah, there were some familiar faces from the original Band-Aid song from 30 years ago. Bono was there. And interestingly, he changed his famous lyric from the original, and tonight, thank God it's them instead of you, he's changed it to something a little less controversial. Well, tonight we're reaching out
and touching you. Oh, yes.
I was quite taken when I saw the video that everyone's still got one hand on their headphone.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't think you can care about a cause while you're singing it unless you've got one hand on your headphones. As if he couldn't have picked a better song, because all those years ago, his campaign also courted controversy, and it's no surprise. Why would you choose a song that has such a Christian bent?
Yeah, there's been all kinds of commentary right around the world, some people saying that it's got a missionary flavour, that it confuses the message. The campaigner Salome Leme, who is the head of Africa Responds, says that while it's well-intentioned, Africa took a long, long time to recover from the Band-Aid project, which portrayed Africa as relying on more developed nations and not being able to stand on its own two feet.
And in fact, these criticisms were put to Bob Geldof during a Sky News interview. The journalist in question was quoting UK journalist Ian Birrell when she brought out these criticisms.
He says this trite song will raise a comparative pittance, ignores Africans and has a logo implying the virus struck the entire continent, patronising and perpetuating myths again. Band-Aid should have learned its lessons and stayed silent. What would be your response to that?
Complete load.
Yes.
What did he say?
Poetic and wondrous response.
It was bollocks, wasn't it?
It was bollocks. Yeah, and you know, some of the criticisms online have taken it even one step further, saying the real reason that Ebola is spreading is because of capitalism and the world order that we have at the moment. Now, while that might be somewhat true, I don't think we can wait for the revolution before we do start raising money for Ebola and helping the individuals that are affected. So while I think that Bob Geldof could easily have picked a better song with better lyrics, could have involved some African musicians, at least he's doing something.
Yeah, well, look, my feeling is that he's doing more than I am. But I think at the same time, it is a very antiquated notion.
And there is another song out that was actually released before Bob Geldof's called Africa Stop Ebola. And this was created by a collective of African musicians. Tout le monde est en danger, les jeunes et les anciens. Il faut agir pour nos familles. It sounds a hell of a lot better, I've got to say.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
For a final piece of news, we've got a little bit of a quiz for you, Cassie.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to read some poetry that was from a published book that happened upon Guardian Australia's desk this week, and it was written by a current Australian politician who wrote it when they were 26 years old. Who do you think wrote these poetic words? I'm old now. Once I was beautiful,
Once I was sought after. Once I had diamonds. Once I had gold. Once I had love. But now I am old.
Which politician wrote those words when they were 26?
Well, I'm going to guess Clive Palmer.
You would be right. You would be right. Now, Guardian Australia, to their credit, did not want to poetry bash these words. And so they actually gave it to Sir Bob Geldof to have a listen to. And this is what he said it sounded like.
Complete load.
I don't think that's true. Do we have another Max Harris in our midst?